After months of discussion, Detroit City Council decided to table discussion of the possible state lease of Detroit Belle Isle Park. The proposal would have let the State Department of Natural Resources manage the land as a state park for 30 years. Now it looks like the state will take the offer off the table if Detroit City Council doesn't act fast. Jack, why is the City Council not coming up to an agreement on this issue?
Well, there's a minority of the council that is just dead set against it. They think that allowing the state in at all is losing their sovereignty, giving away Detroit's crown jewels, although no one's proposing to do anything other than to sort of fix up Belle Isle, run it as a state park. There were a lot of inflammatory comments by residents at this meeting, and so it looks like the deal is now completely dead. There weren't enough votes to force a vote on the issue, and the state said if you don't decide by the end of January, they're taking it off the table. So regrettably, at least as far as a lot of people and polls show a majority of Detroit residents are concerned, the proposal by the state would fix up Belle Isle is dead.
And what do you think will happen to Belle Isle now?
I think that this probably increases sentiment both in the state and in the metropolitan area for an emergency manager. Detroit's finances are under review, and it's just one more indication to some people that Detroit just can't get it together, and they don't have the money to maintain Belle Isle, which is sort of falling slowly into decrepitude. It'll be interesting to see if the governor does name an emergency manager, which a lot of people expect he will, perhaps when the new law kicks in April, whether they then come to an agreement with the state.
Well, we'll have to see. Now, former Justice Diane Hathaway pleaded guilty to bank fraud yesterday in court. She was accused of hiding assets to qualify for a short sale on a house she owned in Grosse Pointe Park. What will happen to her now in terms of sentencing and her political career?
Well, she has no more political career. Her political career is dead. And the main question is whether she's going to go to jail. If so, for how long? Most people think she is at least going to spend a few months in a federal prison, which is quite remarkable given that she's a Michigan Supreme Court justice. This is probably the worst scandal ever to hit the Michigan Supreme Court, which is a body that has had some issues of trust and integrity over the last few years. So it's certainly a black mark against the court. I'm going to talk about that more in depth at 1:30 today.
Governor Rick Snyder has asked the state Supreme Court to bypass lower courts and rule soon on whether Michigan's new right-to-work law is legal. This move is seen as a way to avoid legal battles with unions. Well, Jack, do you think that legal battles will ensue anyways?
Well, there's bound to be some kind of legal battles. What the governor is actually doing is trying to avoid right-to-work being stuck in lower courts for months and years as this makes its way up the process. He's trying to sort of short-circuit that by getting the Michigan Supreme Court to rule immediately. Since the court now has four Republicans and only two Democrats, it's almost certain, you never know for sure, but they would find that the law is in fact constitutional. There could be some kind of appeal to federal courts, and there could be some litigation on other grounds, but the governor's just trying to get this decided early, and this makes a certain amount of sense.
All right. Well, thanks, Jack, for your insight.
Always a pleasure.